Local favorite Brett Denon on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning. And speaking of up-and-coming songwriters in Laguna Beach, we're happy to be joined this morning by Dylan Ruda, who has an opening party tonight at Mozambique for his first ever EP. Good morning.
How's it going? Good
morning. 17 years old. Are you late for school, by the way?
No, we're on Thanksgiving break.
Oh, you're the whole week off.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. So that's part of the reason why you're having your thing
exactly,
tonight.
Yes, exactly.
So this is the first time you've done this sort of thing. Your EP is out. It's in my hand.
Yes.
First really major show tonight.
First, I've been performing... I mean, since I was little, but this is the first time that I perform these songs, and I'm performing with a band, and usually I just play alone, so it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Awesome. What sort of music do you play, which is the typical radio question?
Yeah, I play pretty much alternative rock, rock music. I don't know, it can kind of go into a bunch of subgenres, but it's pretty much just rock and roll.
We will play a song here in a little bit. You strike me as... I'm sure you get this all the time, like a John Mayer or But is that really not your vibe?
I would say I'm more. I mean, maybe the cover of the album looks a little
right.
John
Mayer. It's like John Sidney's upset because he just broke up with
his
girlfriend.
Sitting in a tunnel.
He's depressed in a tunnel.
Yeah,
that's not you.
No, it's more. I'd say it's more. My influences are like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Arctic Monkeys, Black Keys. So it's more on that side of the music, and then I don't know, just. Kind of happen to take that photo. So.
What I like about that is it's a little bit unique for Laguna Beach because most musicians here are very inspired by the ocean. They'll play kind of reggae
kind
or
like
ska
Sublime
music.
And stuff. Yeah. And I think I take from that too, and that kind of is what part of what makes my music more unique or different from others is that I grew up in Ohio, then I moved to Malibu, and then I moved here. So I've been all over, and I kind of take influences from wherever I've lived.
So how long have you lived in Laguna?
I've lived in Laguna now for about 2 years, 2.5 years. It's been definitely adapted.
Right. Do you have a good local fan base now, at least among your friends at school?
I hope so, yeah. I think my friends were a bit surprised when I released it. Not only that I released it, but that they thought it was good. So that's always nice, you know, having other people.
Yeah, were you at all nervous to share it with the people you knew?
I was a bit nervous because when I was little, you know, when you're trying to do music and you start off and you're not that good, you kind of get... middle school kids aren't the nicest, so it was nice to have a warm reception of it and pretty much all around good reviews.
So it is all ages, of course, tonight at Mozambique.
Tonight is just a release party, free show, you know, all ages, completely free. Just come in and listen to the whole band. It's supposed to be fun.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 6. I'll probably go on around 7 and then finish up at 8.
Are you in the on the stage right there in the, what is it, the Shibuya room or whatever they call it?
The up top.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where it's going down.
Very cool. Well, we will play a song here in just a little bit. Do you want to tell us kind of about the EP and its vibe?
So the EP, it's pretty much songs I've written. Most of them I've written while I lived here in Laguna, a couple were when I lived in Malibu. The song you're going to play now, it's a song that's kind of taken, all the songs are taken from different areas of influence. So this one's about kind of an assault that a few different friends of mine have opened up to me about a dark, troubling thing that's happened to them. So I mean, one of my biggest ways of coping with what people tell me is to put into music. It's the most therapeutic thing for me. So that's what I try to reflect in my music.
It's a serious subject, dude.
Yes, very serious subject for the morning.
All right. With Dylan Ruda in studio with us. And just real quick, where can people find all of your music?
Okay, so on my Facebook page, it's Dylan Ruda Music. If you give it a like, there's it has links to all the different stuff. DylanRuda.com. There's SoundCloud. It's on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes. You know, just check it out wherever.
Very cool. So we will play the first song off Dylan's EP. It's called Can't Tell a Lie. You heard him on Where to Find Everything, and we'll be right back with him after this tune on KX93.5. Very cool, man. That is from Dylan Ruda, who's live in our studio right now. The song is Can't Tell a Lie from his first ever EP entitled Dylan Ruda. You can see him tonight at an opening party for that EP at Mozambique. Doors are at 6 o'clock. He'll go on around 7. Very well-produced music.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
You said you recorded it down in San Diego.
Yeah,
at a
recorded
studio.
In San Diego with Steve Russell.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I met him through a family friend, and so I drive down there pretty much every weekend to get it done. It was
sure.
A lot of fun.
Dylan is 17 years old and a student at Laguna Beach High School, and rarely do you hear a sound that big and well-produced with the drums and electric guitars and all of the like. It sounds really good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
So tonight at Mozambique, we can expect something similar, right? It's a full band.
It's the same drummer who recorded on the album, and then his buddy, the bass player, is Hector. He's playing with us, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
It sounds pretty much the exact same as what we recorded.
So what's the big goal for you in the future?
Big goal for me. I really want to be able just to support myself through music, you know, be able to do what I love, because I think music's inspired me and really it's the main thing in my life. It's my number one hobby, so to be able to do what you love as your job, I guess I wouldn't necessarily call it a job, but to be able to do that and be able to live comfortably, I think that'd
now,
be the overall goal.
Do you have a backup plan just in case?
You know, I sort of no,
okay.
I don't. It's music.
It's okay.
Music or nothing.
It's okay.
I'm driven. It's motivating. You know, I don't really want to fall back on anything. I think if you
shouldn't, if that's what you want to do and you're good at it, and why not, man? If you have the contacts, you've already started this early, I think you'll be in good shape.
Thank you.
Well, let us know if there's anything, of course, we can do. Keep us updated on any upcoming releases
so
and stuff
for
like that.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Again, Mozambique tonight, Dylan Ruda performing with the full band, right about 7 o'clock. Everybody's off for school and the like, so there's really no reason not to go.
Exactly. Everyone should come. There's no excuse.
Cool. Well, thanks for spending some time so early in the morning.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
We're KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, Moby and Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips doing this song, The Perfect Life.